I got on top of the washer to get a good angle, kneeled a bit, and took one of the best pictures circulating the world, I'm told.
That evening, Felix meets with the top brass of the Bolivian army. One of the generals is concerned people may not believe this is really the body of Che Guevara.
And he said, if Fidel Castro denied that this is Che Guevara, we need really a proof of it. And he said, cut his head and put in formaldehyde. He said, you are a head of a state, you cannot present the head of a human being as a proof. So he said, Colonel, cut both hands and put in formaldehyde. So they cut both hands at this level.
Che's hands are sent to Cuba as proof that he is dead.
It was the next day when Che's body disappeared.
Che's body, along with his dead comrades, have been secretly buried in an undisclosed place.
It was a combination decision between the Bolivian president, the CIA, and the generals on the ground there. The idea was to deny Che a burial place where his followers would find him and be able to render tribute to him.
October 18th, Fidel announces Che's death to the people of Cuba.
When I heard that Che had died, I didn't believe it. I didn't think it was possible.
Around the world, people demonstrate in protest against his execution. In death, Che's legend grows.
His face has come to be the quintessential icon for youthful defiance of the status quo.
Che's burial site remains a mystery for 28 years, until author John Lee Anderson uncovers the truth.
I had an interview with the retired general, Mario Vargas Salinas, and it occurred to me, almost in passing, just to ask him, so, where's Che's body? Which I knew to be a military secret. And much to my shock, he sat back down and said, well, look, I've been wanting to tell you about that. And he told me.
The remains of seven bodies are found in Valle Grande.
And I'll never forget going to this pit, and they just told me under their breath, John Lee, that's him. You're aware that you're looking at a crime scene that an entire state had tried to cover up. And so you feel history just wash over you, and I felt great about revealing that history.
Che and the others are finally laid to rest in a tomb in Santa Clara, Cuba, on the 30th anniversary of his death.
His beautiful martyrdom helped play out in nurturing and encouraging future generations of revolutionaries in Latin America and elsewhere.
Yet Che's only real success as a revolutionary had been in Cuba.
The problem is that he failed, and none of the things that he wanted to change have been changed yet. Most of the people that had contact with Che Guevara and helping him in any sort of way really paid the consequences.
From the whole group in Bolivia, only three of us survived. Three of us Cubans. I am in part glad that Che did not live to see all the things that are now going on in Cuba. Because he would die of a heart attack, rage and disgust.
Benigno now lives in exile in Paris and is considered a traitor in Cuba. Che is still remembered in Bolivia. Its socialist president, Evo Morales, is a critic of the United States.
If we had Che Guevara today, we would easily be undergoing huge transformations. His principles for life, sovereignty, for Latin America, for the people, it is these principles that we share and take with us as we go forward. Now is when we need a Che. Not so much for the armed force, but for the defense of humanity.
Nobody talks about guerrilla warfare anymore today. It's all terrorism. It's not Che Guevara, it's Osama bin Laden and people like him. Che was almost a purist. He didn't agree with terrorism. There were no car bombs in Che's world war. There were no suicide bombers. There was the idea of noble sacrifice. In the end, Che was a paradox, both someone whose social indignation and passion I can empathize with and understand, but someone whose cold logic at times and whose rhetoric, and sometimes whose actions I found terrifying. Someone whose aspirations were to change the world and who tried but ultimately failed